Hello, I'm James Sandy, and I caught up recently with some of the organisers and performers at the forthcoming Birmingham Improv Festival 2018, which runs from Friday the 26th of October to Saturday, November the 3rd. Okay, so I'm here very excitedly with JP and Kate and John, and we're here to talk about the Birmingham Improv Festival 2018. Now, John, let's start with you, because you've already identified yourself as the ringleader. Yeah. And this is the third festival, I think, excitingly.
It is indeed. It's third time we've done this. It's getting bigger and bigger each time.
You mean this?
And you've got some other people involved, some more partners involved this time to sort of ramp it up a little?
Well, so to date we've always performed just at the Blue Orange Theatre, which is, I'm sure you know, a lovely little theatre in the Jewellery Quarter. But this year Birmingham Rep have come on board. So there's three shows at the studio in the Birmingham Rep. Companies that were too big to fit into the Blue Orange, too big and too popular to fit into the Blue Orange.
That is a good excuse, isn't it?
No, it's true. One of them's already sold out.
Oh, excellent. A true excuse. Is even, yes. Even better, I reckon. So most of the acts that are involved in the festival are UK, local?
They're some local, mostly UK. We have one company coming all the way from New York.
Wow.
Because we're so special.
Even the number 11 bus goes that far. Now let's talk a little bit more about some of the specific acts. You said there's 22 acts over 9 days. That's quite a feat. And I was interested in Jumprov, I think it's pronounced. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Jumprov came out of 2016. Sonny Dapp, who had been to some of my classes, watched the 2016 festival and then pointed out to me what I'd already noticed, which it was very, very, very white. Improv tends to be, for some reason, a very white activity. It tends to attract white performers. Not completely now, and there are other groups with more diversity. But he went, we need to do something to counteract that. So he started Jumprov, which has only black and ethnic minority group members. And that's brilliant. So that's, as far as I know, they're the only UK improv group specifically set up to do that.
Excellent. Now, the other thing that caught my eye when I was looking at the great menu, as it were, things, was this this idea of concept album. Okay, so a new concept album, improvised, live. My first question internally was, how on earth will that work? Because, as we know, all concept albums don't work. Okay? You've just got to listen to The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, and you know what I mean. But anyway, tell us a bit about that.
So they are coming as a bunch of musicians, plus projecting light artists, and they take a title from the audience and use that to create a concept album. So they just basically do a whole concert for an hour with music and songs and light show.
Now, you're also doing some scary things. You're doing a Halloween special, aren't you?
You're
doing
yes.
something scary for that?
Yes. On Wednesday the 31st, obviously, because it's Halloween.
It is.
We have two scary shows. Foghorn, who are a locally based company, doing a haunting. They called it a Halloween haunting. I don't know what it is because it's improvised. And then they're followed by Society of Strange, who do improv based on the writings of H.P. Lovecraft and Stephen King and that kind of sort of gothic horror style.
So, John, this year, coming around, I think there's also some improv for kids.
Yes, so I mentioned Showstopper earlier, who do this amazing musical. On the matinee, so they're performing in the evening of Saturday the 3rd at the Birmingham Rep, but on the afternoon of that day, they're doing a matinee just for kids. So they do a kids' musical based on suggestions made by the audience, but only the children in the audience are allowed to make suggestions. Adults can watch, but they cannot make suggestions, and whatever the kids suggest will happen on stage, no matter what.
That's even more dangerous, isn't it, than Shakespeare and hip-hop, I think.
I would agree. That's really worth bringing your kids to. It's going to be a lot of fun.
The Birmingham Improv Festival 2018 runs from October the 26th, that's this Friday, coming
Correct.
Up. And it goes through to Saturday, November the 3rd. And if folks want to find out more information and get tickets and those kind of things, John, you're going to help me by telling me where they should go.
www.birminghamimprovfestival.com.
Excellent. And there's a hashtag, which is Brumprov2018.
Correct.
I got it right, thank you. So for now, enjoy the festival as it comes ever closer. But for now, John, JP and Kate, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
You can find out more information on the performers and the listings of all the activities by going to www.birminghamimprovfestival.com. Birmingham Improv Festival runs until Saturday, November the 3rd. You can hear a fuller version of this interview and my forthcoming show, The New Curiosities Box, on Wednesday, the 31st of October at 7 p.m. here on 107.5 Switch Radio.